Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering? What's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp, May 11th, 2023. Welcome to the off-ramp, a show for the people by the people that embodies the people. Yeah, I'm be sniffing all night, yo, so I'm apologizing now. Kid got me with the cold, yo. He felt bad last week. I was like, yo, let's get some rest. I laid down to go to sleep, woke up. He was on my chest breathing in my face, so he didn't got me. So I apologize now for the sniffling. I apologize for the congestion. But we can do a radio show every week, man, you know. Sometimes you ain't going to be at 100. Tonight's one of them nights. I got some yak, you know what I mean? Sweat it out a little bit. Same old, same old. Welcome to the off-ramp, a show for the people by the people that invites people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets, my streets, your streets, streets all around the world. It's a place where we can conjugate, discuss interesting topics from politics to religion, sports, movies, pop culture, music, and, you know, discuss those things. If there's something that you feel sensitive about, something that you feel impassioned, embodied, emboldened about that, you know, you want to get off your chest, then the off-ramp is for you. You can call in 929-477-3975. You can hit us up on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram. We on Twitch. Shout out to all the Twitchers out there. What up, Twitch? That's my Twitch. You can catch us on there. And pretty much everywhere. We don't do a really great job at responding. I'm not good at social media. And that's probably a problem when, you know, radio shows aren't on the AM, FM dial anymore. They're on the computer. So I should probably get better at that if I want to become a successful podcaster. But I kind of don't. I kind of like just rapping. You know, I enjoy, this would be one of those things where if somebody was like, yo, I can make $1 million off you. I'd be like, yo, just give me a quarter. If you got to do all the hard work behind it, and all I got to do is come in here and be entertaining, I wouldn't mind taking a quarter. Give me 250 G's. You can have the rest. Because I just want to talk for 2 hours a week. I just want to discuss things for 2 hours a week. I just want to hear y'all opinions for 2 hours a week. Now, it probably wouldn't be the greatest business deal in the world. But I say it just because, you know, I do this thing for the love. We do this for the people. If you don't want to argue on the internet, if you don't want the internet all in your videos, you know, you come on over to the off-ramp. You just sit down and get your discussion off your chest. We hide the names of the people and the faces to protect the innocent. We don't want anybody getting fired on here. And that's why we try to just have an honest, good conversation. You feel free. You can feel free to say what's on your mind, but just understand you come in here with some dumb shit, people going to fire back at you. And don't nobody else get saved. So with that introduction, again, if you want to call in 929 4773975. We will get right to the show. We got my man Blur on the line. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Oh, man, blessed and highly favored, man. Feeling good, feeling great. I mean, out here living my life. I'm still in my office again. That sucks, but, I mean, yeah, I pray for times like this, just to grind like this.
Yo, why is this your normal working hours? Or are you out here just putting in overtime for no reason?
I mean, I'm salaried, so it's not really overtime. But yeah, man, just you work till the work is done. I'm here because I'm going to be off tomorrow, going to pick up my son from school. So I'm just trying to make sure I got everything wrapped up and snapped up before I'm gone for 3 days.
You got to leave for 3 days to pick up nephew? He just coming home for the summer.
Nah, man, it's the weekend. Off tomorrow and then Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay. Man, he ain't that far from you. That's crazy, but that's good stuff, man. So this is your first year, your first complete year of no kid. How'd it feel?
I mean, it ain't really make no difference to me for the most part, I don't think. He came home, I would say unscheduled, like not all from school, I think once. So, I mean, it was cool. I ain't really noticed nothing. I guess I did have a little bit more free time, but, I mean, it's not that big of a difference when you got a teenager, a high schooler in the house. Like, they own their own thing anyway.
Damn, for real? See, I thought that you would be like, yo, I miss having my kid around. I would think that since they spend 18 straight years, because, I mean, let's be honest, these fucking kids don't go nowhere, yo. Like, they might be on their own time and be on but they still coming home every night. This is, like, your first year. I guess maybe because it's second semester for you, so you've gotten used to it. But this is, like, the first time in a year that, like, your kid just didn't come home.
I mean, I guess so. If you put it like that, yeah, he wasn't coming home every day, but he was here for the break, so he got Christmas and whatever other breaks. He came home once just because. I feel like he's been, I ain't going to say a lot, but I've been running him back and forth to the train station a couple times this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man, he catch the train up, stay for the weekend or however long he's going to be here, then catch the train back.
Okay, well, good stuff. So you're going to pick up nephew, you got to move out of the dorms.
Yeah, man, got to get a, hopefully he's been packed up. I know he ain't, but, I mean, we've been telling him to get all his stuff packed up and ready to go. I think he's been done with classes for, like, most of this week. But he's just been there, so hopefully he's been packed up. But every time I, like, video call him, he had his girl crib, so I don't expect him to have everything packed.
Yeah. God bless the children. Okay. Good stuff. All right, man, we get right to the show. A lot of stuff to discuss. A lot of old things to discuss. I guess we can start just real quick. We didn't get a chance to really talk about it last week, but NBA playoffs, man. It's been some good games. It's been some good series. Right now my Sixers are losing to Boston, but we up 3-2, so I'm hoping that we can kind of close out, but we didn't really talk about the Warriors and the Kings series. We didn't really talk about the Warriors and the Lakers series. Memphis gone. Everybody expected Atlanta to be gone. Miami Heat out here beat the hell out of the Knicks. We expect that series. We haven't really seen an AC really advance like this in a while. They're going to be a low betting underdog, no matter if they play Philly or Boston. But, yeah, I mean, they got talent, so they can definitely compete with both teams. But what you been thinking about the NBA playoffs so far, man? It's got to be the worst championship series out of all the events, but it's really enjoyable basketball, I think.
Wait, why you say the worst championship series? What you mean?
Well, actually, I think the college football playoff is the worst than the NBA playoffs. I mean, because, okay, well, I'm really talking about those are the ones I watch. I think March Madness is the greatest tournament for champions. I'm not saying the fairest. I think NBA is the fairest. When you play seven games, you know, you get what you get. Can't nobody complain. You had seven chances to try. But I think March Madness is the greatest. I think Super Bowl is second. The college football championship, I think, can get there if, you know, they keep – if they add another round of teams. Hey there, DJ Cesar. But I think the NBA playoffs, just the way it's structured with just seven games for each team, it's not always the most exciting. Like, I think Mark – he's just – I guess no surprises is really – not no surprises because, you know, you get some teams that you didn't think were as good as they were. But, you know, I don't know. I just think March Madness, the Super Bowl, college football is probably last now. But out of the major sports, I think NBA is probably last. You got us on mute, Blur.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You might be right. I mean, it's a tournament, so it's hard to say is last. I mean, everybody gets seven games. So, yeah, I was thinking I would definitely put NCAA behind that. You say, March Madness is above it. I don't think so. I think I'll put March Madness beneath the NBA. And I would definitely put college football down there as well. I'm trying to think of how I feel about baseball. Baseball is a series. I mean, baseball, I guess, three, five, and I don't think they play seven-game series. Yeah, they do play seven-game series.
Yeah, baseball is basically the same as basketball, yeah. except for the beginning. I will say I would put NBA over baseball just simply because of the play-in tournament now. The play-in tournament made it a little bit more exciting at the beginning.
But baseball got something similar to that, too. I think baseball had theirs first, though, didn't they?
Yeah, baseball had the one-game play-in. They did. Yeah, I guess they do still have the play-in. I don't know if they still have it. The only reason why I didn't put baseball in it because I don't really watch baseball until the playoffs. Like, I'll watch a game over here, but my wife will be like, hey, we can catch up on some TV shows. You're not going to. And I got to respect that.
You know, I do. That said, I actually like this playoffs. I mean, I think it's going good. I saw something about how the four teams from the bubble are all, like, looking good to be the same, the last four remaining this year, which I think is dope overall because people always want to put the asterisk next to the bubble year. I mean, I'm liking it. I'm liking it. The first round was – well, you know, because I think – now, we didn't talk about it on here, but, I mean, the first round was kind of, you could call it, aside from Miami beating Milwaukee – which, you know, I mean, you had Giannis missing, what, two games. And Miami's an AFC, but they're not really an AFC. They are. I mean, and you can see how they're giving people fits. But the way they play, and I guess it's just parity. Parity, they're not your typical AFC. So I'm not too surprised at how they're performing. But where we at now, I'm feeling it. I'm really feeling where we at right now. Every series is like, every matchup is a good matchup for the most part. I like it. And I'm liking the series going forward as well. I'm not a fan of Denver. So, I mean, I really kind of wish they would lose. But, I mean, I ain't mad at them making it to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I mean, right now, it looks like the favorites are Philly and Denver, which it'd be like the return of the big man. But, you know, Boston could easily win this game, and then, you know, they could easily beat us at their home. So, you know, this series is pretty much up in the air still. Denver looks really good. They look really, really good. I wonder if KD – it's funny because we've had more exciting performances in the playoffs from Jimmy Butler than we did Kevin Durant. Now, I know Kevin was hurt early in the year, but and I know Jimmy Buckets is Jimmy Buckets, but, I mean, it's just crazy to see how Jimmy's been putting up 50. And Kev, I mean, he still put up 30. I mean, it ain't like Kev ain't playing good. But the MVP of the finals has been – Beard has been either Steph Curry or Jimmy Butler. So, you know.
I mean, wait, because Steph had one dominant performance. I think Jimmy Butler's had, like, did he have 50 that night? I think he had 50 to close it out, Memphis? Or not Memphis, Sacramento?
He had 45 and he had 50.
Okay, so, yeah.
Because I bet the house. I told everybody in the internet, hey, Doc Heather, glad to have you on. We'll get to you in a second. I told everybody in the world, after Jimmy dropped that 45 to extend it, I said, bet the house on Milwaukee the next night. Jimmy Butler ain't going to do that again. Milwaukee's going to win. Bet the over. Bet your whole house on it. And then Jimmy went and gave him a double nickel on the win in overtime. You know, lost your house.
So you wouldn't put Harden in that combo?
Harden has played well the last couple weeks. The last couple games. Every time he goes to the strip club, he gives us 40. So I can appreciate it. I want to keep him in the strip club. I need ass and titties around his face at all times because for some reason, whenever he goes to a strip club, he comes back and drops 44. So Harden's definitely got to be up there. Even though Embiid is our signature player, Harden has definitely been that dude for us for the last couple
I'm actually
months.
More surprised out of Harden for some reason. Like, I didn't think he still had it, like, any to do that. Like, I'm surprised by Jimmy Butler, but I don't know. Like, seeing Harden, you know what I mean, jump in the way back machine and do what he used to do, I don't know. That just caught me off more on guard than, you know, Jimmy Butler stuff in the stat sheet.
Yeah, well, Harden only got 10 tonight, so that way back machine came back real quick. But, you know, it is what it is, bro. But it's it. But, I mean, you're right. Like, I'm not saying that the NBA is last. Like, it's a long list. Like, it's only out of, like, three sports. But it has been an exciting series. And, of course, that's when Tatum hits his first bucket. Good Lord. I got to stop watching so we can get back to the show. Anything else you got on the NBA playoffs?
I'm looking good, though. I don't gamble, but I probably should because, yeah, I've been calling it, again, aside from Miami beating Milwaukee, I mean, I think I'm at 100% right now. I should have had, like, a long parlay. I could have made some money. But no, I'm liking it, man.
You can't say you're at 100% if you didn't have Miami beating Milwaukee.
All right, come on. Nobody had Miami beating Milwaukee. Nobody. I'm not going to.
You're right.
I mean, maybe somebody did, but I doubt it.
But by percentages, you can't say you're at 100%.
I'm close to 100%. That's the only series I missed out of so far. So I'm feeling myself.
Well, everybody else.
That said, I see a matchup of Philly and LA in the chip.
Oh, that'd be good. Embiid versus AD would be a good one. Damn, you got to hit that, Maxi. Embiid versus AD would be a good one. Oh, Doc Heather dropped off. I was coming to you there, sis. Yeah, Embiid versus AD would be a good one. It definitely would be a good one. But, all right, man. All right, so NBA playoffs, DJ C. Siren. Welcome to the offer. Are you doing all right?
Yeah.
All right, so we got to get to pressing news. Got a lot of stuff to discuss tonight. Usher Raymond versus Chris Brown. Blur, what's your thoughts?
I mean, was it fake? I think it's too. Say it again.
Was it fake news?
I don't think so. I don't think it's fake news at all. I mean, it might be blown out of proportion, but I think when you get two celebrity superstars, I was debating if I was calling Chris Brown a superstar, but yeah, two celebrity superstars have any type of altercation or any type of anything that turns physical, yeah, it's not blown out of proportion. I think it happened exactly the way most of the reports are saying, like that Usher went after Chris Brown after he left in a huff, and security or somebody from Chris Brown's team put hands on Usher. Not like rough him up, but, you know, stopped his progress with maybe a little stiff arm, a little smack to the face, like, yo, you ain't coming in here. I mean, you follow somebody on today's tour bus, things like that might happen. But, yeah, and I'm pretty sure as soon as it happened, everybody like, yo, you know who that is? It's Usher. Like, nah, everybody stop. And then everybody went their own way. So I do think it happened. I don't think it was a big deal, but I do think it's getting the appropriate amount of attention from the onlookers because, you know, these aren't just, you know, your everyday people you see on the street. These are two big, I don't say megastars, but two really popular celebrities. So, yeah.
Do we think Usher got beat up? DJ C, sorry. You think Usher got beat up?
No, because a couple days later he performed. I mean,
well, I don't mean he didn't get beat up. I got beat up before I went and played basketball with the same people the next day.
But,
getting beat up isn't that big of a deal.
I mean, you don't think they hit his face like nobody could see? They don't hit the face.
I mean, a lot of, like, let's say, okay, let's talk about fights. Real life scuffles don't look like boxing matches. One, most people ain't got that good of an aim. And unless you're hitting somebody when they're not looking, you're not really getting clean shots. So I think it could have been a fight where, you know, just because you got a fight don't mean you got, like, unless you're getting stomped out, you're not going to have a bunch of injuries. Like Tekashi 6ix9ine, he got jumped. You know what I mean? You're going to have some injuries with that because you just can't fight back. If Usher was in there tussling with Chris Brown, there's no guarantee that, you know, he would have any marks.
Chris Brown security and all that. So maybe it is blown out of proportion. Maybe there was a bit of a physical something or another, but not what, I mean, everyone's talking about he got jumped by security. If you get jumped by security, I would think you would have some kind of physical.
Well, see, most security, when I did security, it wasn't really about beating the people up. It was really just about containing them. Like, you might throw a couple, you might shoot the fisticuffs, but you don't have the anger when you're trying to break up a fight or control a situation. There's only been one time that I was security that I had, like, real anger, and it was because a dude called me a nigger, and I was like, yo, just chill on out, just get out the bar. He was like, you're a fat nigger and a piece of shit. I said, yo, you drunk? I only give people one time, that's your second time. Just get out, go about your life. He was like, fuck you, nigger, and that's when I hit him in his, yeah, that's one of them times I got a good kidney shot, and it's a famous story up at Towson, because he end up, like, shitting himself, and when the police came, they didn't want to put him in the police car, so they just put him around the corner by a garage and just sat him down on the ground and left him there with a pile of shit in his pants. It was a good shot. But, I mean, he was so drunk, like, I can't really count it because it's not like he knew it was coming. I knew I was going to hit him there, and he was so drunk, like, it wasn't fair. But he definitely deserved it. And I had the anger at it, too. Most security people aren't, they don't have that anger when they're trying to break up a fight. So I can see a security trying to break up a kerfuffle between Usher and Chris Brown. Like, yo, we got to put Usher down, but let's not put him down. Like, you know what I'm saying?
See, I don't think it was that. I don't really think that it even got to that, like where they were breaking it up. I think they stepped in before it got that. And, yeah, I mean, not beat him up, but, like, let him know, nah, you don't just come this way. And, you know, Usher being Usher, you're like, yo, you don't put the hand on me, maybe knock the hand away. Security guard had to, like, you know, little straight hand to the nose, a little something light, just, like, let him know. Like, yo, this ain't what you want.
Chris Brown got to stop beating up people, yo. Can we get Chris Brown to stop? Like what's going on with him emotionally?
Let's make up a story. So what did he tell Teyana Taylor?
Oh, I want to get on Teyana Taylor because I firmly believe, and I don't want a woman shame. I know that's like a whole thing nowadays that we can't like talk, like don't blame the woman, don't blame the woman. I 100% believe this is her fault without any information, no factual information. She could 100% be the victim. But if I'm just guessing with no information at all, I firmly believe this is her fault. Because Teyana, beautiful woman, I truly believe, extremely underrated musically. I love her albums. I don't think she's made a bad song yet. She's like my female Donnell Jones, and I think Donnell Jones is the greatest R&B artist that ever walked the earth. Fuck Usher, fuck Chris. Give me a drunk Donnell on the piano any day. But I know he's in recovery. Shout out to Donnell. All my favorite people out there. So I think Teyana Taylor is in that class with me. I love her music. But she never seems happy. And when you got somebody who never seems happy, she was complaining about Pharrell. Pharrell don't bother nobody.
Wait. Hold up. You feel like her expression...
Go ahead, Blair.
I'm just saying.
You feel like her expressing herself about how she was treated or not guarded when she came into the industry as a teenager, is her complaining?
No. I think that every time we hear about Teyana Taylor, she's complaining. Whether it be Kanye, whether it be Pharrell, the only person who ain't ever complained is Amari Stoudemire, which is dope because that's her husband, Black Love.
Iman Shumpert, man.
Iman Shumpert. My bad. Not the Jew, the other one. But anytime we hear from Teyana Taylor, she's upset. And I just hope she's okay. But if I was to guess with no factual information, I don't want to come off like I know something or like I'm blaming her. But we all know those type of people. And I'm not putting it just on women. We know those type of people where there's always something wrong. They're never happy. It's always somebody else's fault. I've dated a couple. They're just miserable human beings. And she might be one of them.
Nah, man. I can't. I don't see her.
I mean, you don't know.
I understand she had a role, but I don't see this being her fault in any way.
It might not be. I firmly state that this is just a hypothesis. It's just, I've never seen Teyana happy.
You got to see more. You got to watch more of her, though, man. I've seen a lot of her. I mean, she had a whole TV show. Yeah, she's happy.
I don't say happy
all the time, but, yeah, I've seen plenty of her where she's not complaining or unhappy.
Look, I reserve the right to be 100% wrong, Blur. I've never watched that TV show. So you might be 100% right. I could be 100% off on this. If I ever blow up.
Then again, it's Teyana Taylor, but we're talking about Chris Brown. Who's going to be more likely in the wrong?
I got to vote for Chris now.
You know what? That's exactly what Lisa Ray was talking about. Why is everybody always blaming Chris Brown? Stop judging him on his past mistakes. Now, I totally disagree with her, in this particular case, because I do think this was Chris Brown, but she was defending him, was like, yo, everybody always talking about him in a negative light and always getting on him. And because, you know, he also had an incident where he was screaming on or got into a little pushing match with a bouncer or a security guard or something. And it was like he was trying to get to his kids, and security guard was trying to stop him from getting to his kids. So everybody understands that. Nobody blames him for that. But, you know, everything with Chris Brown come down negative, and she was defending him for that. And it seemed like she was talking exactly to y'all, talking about, hey, why are everybody putting everything on Chris Brown? As soon as y'all hear something bad and he was involved, y'all automatically say he's at fault.
I mean, Chris was throwing guns out of a third-story window. In a duffel bag. Look, again, just like I said about Teyana Taylor, I'm not being sexist. I'm going to say the same thing about Chris. When you have, and we all got friends like this, shout out to the homies. They know who they are. When you got friends who always get into something, for some reason you're out, you're having a good time, and when something goes wrong, it's always that one friend. Like, you can't help but automatically assume it's their fault. Because they always figure out some reason to get upset for something. And when you got
two upset judging people on their worst behavior. That's what they said anyway when they were talking about Lisa Ray. Stop, want people to stop judging everybody on their worst moments or their worst behavior. I'm with y'all, though. I kind of like, hey, if you got a track record of doing something, then, hey, when something comes up, we're going to assume that you are sticking to your track records.
Yeah, I mean, I just see, because I look at it in a different perspective, especially when it comes to Chris Brown. I mean, that's a great thing to say. Let's not judge people on all the wrong things that they've done. But when they keep doing shit,
you keep doing it.
I mean, it's just, look, I'm sorry, it's ridiculous. And the reason why I overlook what she said with Chris Brown is because personally, especially after we, you know, initially everything with the abuse, the whole thing with Rihanna, I kept wanting him to be better. Like, I wanted that to be the last thing. This to be, you know, this was a really, really bad situation. He's learned from it, and we're not going to hear anything that's going to be questionable anymore from this child. And it what didn't happen. And I was looking on this as someone who was supportive, I guess, as much as I can be without, you know, of Chris. Like, I really wanted him to get it. Like, this is it. Chris got this together. You know, we good. And then it would be something else. And it's like, oh, snap. Like, he still did, okay, well, that's all right. He going to get it together this time. We're going to get it together. And then it's something else. And then, like, continually, like, not like, oh, yeah, I want him to go down in flames. It was like, yo, this is it. We got it. He's going to get his music popping. Like, oh, why didn't y'all buy his album? Like, I felt so bad for this man. And then he kept doing dumb shit. And I was like, yo, he ain't learning. He ain't learning, and nobody's there to teach him. So we just gonna have to do it and do. Chris Brown be fucking up. Chris Brown needs to sit his ass down. And I love Chris. Tappahannock, yo. Shout out to Tappahannock.
New York. I'm interested in your thoughts. What you think about the Usher Raymond Chris Brown kerfuffle?
That's crazy. It's crazy. Like, crazy. Why anybody feel the need to put hands on Usher, yo? Like, come on, son. Y'all doing too much. What is this world coming to? Like, that's so disrespectful. Like, I can't even see Usher being one of the type of person to fight or even, like, talk to somebody, like, crazy. Like, come on now. Like, they people getting out of pocket now. I don't know what's in the water these days. 2022, 2023, whatever, COVID shit happened, you know, people just start acting crazy. That shit was wild. Why they do that to that man?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want Usher to bleed on you, right?
Well, the thing is,
hold on, what'd you say, New York?
Nah, well, I've been, look, Look, I ain't gonna spread no rumors, but like, because I ain't trying to get no defamation lawsuit like how Cardi did that one girl. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I just said you just don't want to bleed on you. Go ahead.
What? What?
Got that? Look, just rumors. Ron.
I don't think that's a. I was gonna say that's not no rumor. He has herpes. We went to court. They had doctors.
Don't sue DJ C. Sirens, that's my half.
It's not allegedly, yo. It wasn't allegedly when the one big chick said that she slept with Usher, yo. They had to bring all the documents.
Why you say she got to be big, yo?
She was the big chick.
Yo, fat bitches need
love. And I should say, I don't have sex with big people. No, so, anyway.
I would love to go through the most oddly shaped bodies in the world. Questlove got to be top five. Like, because he's fat, but he's not, like normal fat. It's like
he has very big hips and butt.
All right,
well, you remember what he said? We were at the Nova and we met his sister, supposedly. I mean, it'd be a real odd thing to lie about if she was lying and it wasn't his sister. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember meeting his sister. I probably wouldn't believe that.
Well, I ain't quite believe it, but
it ain't the fucking shot. But okay, anyway. So Round Mexico. So you got to be careful fighting Usher.
No, you don't.
You can get you can.
No, you can't. No. What? How ridiculous are you?
What if he spits in your face?
No.
Look.
No.
But okay, what was you saying about the kerfuffle DJ C. Sirens? You probably forgot about it.
I just said, Usher ain't young. Usher's kind of old.
Usher could be Creed 3. He is shape. Usher been around Puffy since he was about 14.
But he's old. Usher is my age.
Chris Brown's up there.
But he ain't in his 40s.
Yeah, Chris got
Usher's 44.
Chris got that crackhead strength. I fully believe Chris Brown ain't afraid to fight. Look, when you throwing guns out the story of your house and tell the cops, come on in, I'm ready. You a different breed. All right. So anybody got anything else left on Usher versus Usher Raymond versus Chris Brown? Hey, God bless both of them, two young black males, man. I hope they're
Yeah, that's why I'm mad. I'm glad that they went out and they still performed days later, understanding that, you know, once that liquor get in you, people start acting crazy, especially if your name Chris Brown. Now, Usher was just doing the interview saying that, yo, he would be down to do a versus with Chris Brown. Like, he didn't even call it a verse. He said, yo, it'd just be a celebration. He said he'd be down to do it. He hopes it can happen. I would be happy to see that. I mean, I'm not the biggest Chris Brown fan, but I would be happy to see that. And I hope I'm hoping them dude will actually still work together, and they hope they're still cool, and we can actually get that.
Yeah, I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see if we can still get that versus, but I don't know. I think we're done. I think that's over. Another verse is coming up. Puffy, Jermaine Dupri, who you got? DJ C. Sire, who you got?
Jermaine Dupri.
Now they're doing full. Wow, you said that real confident.
You know.
I know you be hating on Puffy. Now they're doing 40 songs, 20 R&B, 20 rap.
That's a lot. How long is this? 5 hours?
2 different days.
Oh, that's okay.
One in New York and one in Atlanta. Who's got what? I got Puffy winning both of them. The bad thing is that Jermaine Dupri got Usher. Everybody gives Jermaine Dupri Mariah Carey.
Actually, they have both. Both of them have Usher.
Yeah, but Puffy's Usher catalog isn't that great.
Yeah, I mean, it's the younger.
No one liked that Usher. I know you did. You were a little... But...
A little...
Well, I guess he's your age.
I was gonna say, we were both 15.
Yeah, I know. But catalog is weird. Everybody says Mariah Carey for Jermaine Dupri, but I don't remember any good Mariah Carey songs.
Oh, yeah. Jermaine Dupri, like, revitalized Mariah Carey's career when he came out with that album. And it was like, why couldn't he do that with his girlfriend, Janet Jackson? Because his album with Janet was trash. But the one with Mariah... was awesome. It was good. Yeah, no, really.
See, I don't know what songs they were.
Shake it off.
He's got a lot of songs with Mariah Carey. Like he does a lot. I think that I think Puff takes the rap battle. I think he takes that pretty easily, actually. But I think it's a battle. I think it's really tight with R&B. Take what? I would probably give it to JD for my personal voting, but I'm not going to sleep on what Puff has done in the R&B world. But I just think JD might, in a 20-song thing, I think it would probably be like 15-5.
You said easily on the rap? I mean, Jermaine Dupri got. He got tracks with Jay-Z, Ludacris, T.I., like all the heavy hitters.
Crisscross.
Yeah, I hope you don't play
no Crisscross. Was a banger.
I hope you don't play no Crisscross in the brat. But if he plays... If he plays Funkify...
You play the brat with Biggie right there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's winning anything.
That song's, I don't care what you say.
Look, I think Jermaine Dupri is highly underrated. New York, who you got? Puffy, are you from New York? So that's probably a bad question.
Yeah, but it's Puff- kind of, nah, it's the game. Well, you already know. I'm going with the home team, but I really think it's close. It's close. Like, I have to go back and revisit Jermaine Dupri's catalog. Like, yeah, I'm going with the whole team, but, like, if you ask me that question, like, if I was from anywhere else, like, oh, man, like, I probably would have said Jermaine Dupri off rip.
Okay, so you got Jermaine Dupri. Who'd you say, Blur? Who was your vote? Oh, but hold on, New York. Jermaine Dupri and Puffy, and which one? Like, you know, they're doing one rap and they're doing one R&B.
Man. Yeah, I got to revisit. I don't know. Who's are they doing both in each other city? Like a couple of songs R&B, a couple of songs of rap in like New York and both Atlanta, or one is going to be just R&B and one is just going to be.
They're doing one in New York and one in Atlanta, but we don't know which one's the rap one or which one's the R&B one.
Yeah. Ah man, I gotta go back. I can't pick.
You got Puffy in the sweep?
No, I don't think I got Puffy in the sweep. I think Puffy. I think Puffy might edge it, but Jermaine Dupri might edge it too. Like I can't call it.
Yeah, you got to pick one.
Look, Jermaine Dupri got hit. I can't. I'm gonna go with Puffy because of Big. I'm gonna go with Puffy because of Big for the rap. But Jermaine Dupri, man, I think Jermaine Dupri with the R&B, but Puff got the R&B is too.
Escape.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. Yeah, see? Yeah, look, yeah, see? See? Yeah, Puff with the rap, Jermaine Dupri with the R&B.
It's gonna be 112. Okay, so hold on, I'm going to come to you in a second, G.J.C. Sorry. So you got Puff Rap, Jermaine Dupri, R&B. Blur, what'd you say? I just want to keep a tally in my head.
I said I got Puff winning the rap battle pretty easily. I think if you mentioning Bow Wow in a rap battle with anything off of Bad Boy, off the Bad Boy catalog, that should just let you know right now that it's not going to. It's not going to hold up. And JD could probably pull out the franchise boys, like, for one round, but no. But no. Because Diddy has been featured, and he has been a part of some of a lot of features as well. Now, I don't think JD could stand in the ring with Diddy when it comes to the rap catalog. R&B, though.
Yo.
R&B is going to be a problem.
Who you got? I need a pick.
I'm going to go with Jermaine Dupri for R&B, man. He's he writes for a lot of people, and he got, like, his R&B bag goes back, because I ain't going to say, like, he was putting out R&B albums, like, good R&B songs back before Puff, but you got TLC and Escape, and not Escape, man, what's the group that Tiny and them was in, and Candy, whatever they was in? Yeah, that was Escape, yeah. Like, his stuff goes back. Like, he's been writing them R&B hits for a long time.
Yeah, but Escape ain't got nothing on 112, though.
Then you bring up Jagged Edge for 112.
Yeah, see, Jagged Edge.
Mm-hmm.
Jagged Edge is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Jagged Edge is tough. You got Total. I still say, yeah, that Dirty Money album, that Last Train to Paris album. But, yeah, I think Jermaine Dupri wins R&B. But hold on. Puffy got My Life. Puffy got Jodeci. Come in.
Wait, Puffy don't got Jodeci? You can't get Puffy Jodeci.
He's a producer.
To put them in some clothes. No.
No, he's a producer on the album.
No, it was friggin' Puffy's ex baby mama. That is more.
Kim Porter?
Yes. It is.
I'll be sure.
Yes.
Puffy has credits.
It's not.
He's got credits.
No, I don't think he does.
Oh, look it up.
I will.
Puffy got Jodeci.
He was involved, but he wasn't that involved. It was not at Uptown.
He can
was
play
interning.
It. He can
yeah,
play
I don't
it.
Think you give Jodeci to Puffy. I don't think that will work.
I bet you Puffy plays Jodeci.
Nah, I don't think he'll pull out Jodeci.
It don't matter what you think. It's just if he's credited for being a producer on there, he can play it. Ain't nothing we can say about it.
I mean, you can say it, but it's not. It does not hold up.
Okay.
So, DJ C-Town, who you got? Puffy, Jermaine Dupri?
I said Jermaine Dupri.
Well, I'm getting everybody's rep. Jermaine Dupri for both, rap and R&B?
No.
Well, okay. So, everybody kind of agrees. I think Puff sweeps it. I like Puff's R&B, but, you know. If you pull out Confessions, Confessions versus My Life is tough.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
But you're
you probably think you think Confessions is better probably because you was cheating on your girl at that time. It's a very good staple in our age's history. But go back and listen to that My Life album. There's not a single bad track on there. And all of them were, she probably had 10 hits on it.
All the producers of Jodeci's Forever My Lady is Devontae Sling and Albie Shore.
Okay. We'll see.
Just
like he does. First of all, I like My Life, but nah, it's not Confession. It's not.
Yeah, it is. You, look. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're thinking about Confessions because where you were at in life, because we were at that age. Yo, My Life is amazing. That My Life album to DJ C. Siren's generation, the generation right before us, was that one.
It's 3 years. That's not a generation. Tell me how many years a generation is.
Why do you get so upset? I love you. You're my cougar.
Because you're lying.
Anyway, all right, so, okay. Oh, we got my man A-Point in the building. A-Point, welcome to the offer. Who you got, Puffy or Jermaine Dupri?
I just jumped in. I didn't understand what you guys are exactly talking about. I'm waiting for the next topic.
All right, well, look, we're about to jump into the next topic. Hey, Bud Light, I meant to talk to y'all about this last week. What was the whole? Why is everybody so upset at Bud Light? First of all, I'm gonna be totally honest. I know it has something to do with the gays. but I'm still not completely sure what happened.
They put a rainbow on a can, I think, right?
So Kid Rock shot
nah.
a bunch of Bud Light?
Okay. Nah, that's not why.
Go ahead, boy.
They did, it wasn't really like a full advertisement thing, but they gave like a, there's a trans woman, so a man transitioned to a woman who's like a social media influencer, and they gave her like her own Bud Light can. Like she has her face on the can, it was like a couple cases, and it wasn't like a whole media push, there weren't commercial or billboards. But she's an influencer, so, you know, they did what influencers do. She put it all on her socials. So it's like, yeah, I guess you could call it a marketing campaign when you give somebody stuff to market on their social media. And so, you know, the conservative America saw that and was like, yo, nah, if that's what you're part, if you're woke, I guess, you know, supporting LGBTQ people like that or whatever, it's considered woke apparently. That's not my definition of woke, but whatever. If that's what you do, then if that's who you support, then we can't support you. So, you know, the Kid Rocks and the Ford F-150 crew, you know, they said we're not supporting Bud Light because that's what they support. If they want to be a part of that, then we can't be a part of them. And, you know, and here we are.
Just because they put a picture of a shim on a can?
I can't say that.
Just because they put a picture of a lovely lady on a can?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dude, I don't call them lovely, but hey, is that's how people are. Like, and it's so funny because back when I can't remember, the old host of The Daily Show, he had a whole segment about people not boycotting or not supporting products because their affiliation with other things. And there was a homeless dude who came on. He was like, yo, that's stupid. And he broke it down. Because it was like, this is like when John Kerry was running for president. I know it was whatever time that was. But, yeah, it was a whole big thing. Like, if corporations or these brands get side with somebody who you don't side with, that's the new normal. Then you can't mess with them. That's where we're at today.
Bud Light's got to know their audience, though, right? Because who drinks Bud Light? Like, I didn't even think Bud Light had any money. Like, Bud Light's got to
know
who drinks. Would you say 8 point? God, make the shot.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought that was you. Who was that? New York, New York?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, it must have been Blur. But yeah, you gotta know your audience. Like, the people who are drinking Bud Lights are definitely rural, poor.
Yeah, who?
Rural. Rural. It's definitely rural.
Take
too many Spanish classes.
like
middle America, poor people. Shout out to my man A Point. We call him A Point because he ain't gonna drink a Bud Light. He's too classy for that.
Too classy.
He's well educated. Even in,
I don't know about all that.
You would still drink a Bud Light?
Nah, I wouldn't drink a Bud Light, but I agree with you, man. You gotta it's a bold move by Bud Light because I mean they know their audience.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
the
funny.
Go ahead.
Oh, my
no,
man, that's
I mean,
the funny
like,
thing. Go ahead, A Point. Yeah, my bad.
Hold on, Blair. Yeah, let A Point get in, and we'll go right to you, Blair. Y'all go ahead talk about it for a second. I ain't gonna make a drink. But go ahead, A Point, and then Blair.
No worries. I mean, like I was saying, I mean, they got to know their audience. I mean, I think it's a bold move because there are a lot of people out there are going to be like, man, screw it. Oh, you're never drinking a Bud Light again. They'll switch to Coors Light, you know, whatever.
And that's what I think is funny. I really thought that Anheuser-Busch Bud Light thought that, you know, no one's going to see this because, why would, you know, not saying no one's going to see this, but why would the people who are anti Dylan Mulvaney, the person they sent it to, be like, why would that person show up in their algorithm? Like, why would they, why would any of her posts show up on their news feed? Like, again, it wasn't like they didn't run commercials or anything for it. I mean, it wasn't running on Kiss FM or anything like that. Like, this is, this person put it out on their own social media. So how did it get back to that audience?
This,
who knows?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, really? It's been a pretty big thing because their stock prices have dipped. And they keep, like, people keep pointing out, hey, once you go woke, you go broke. Because, yeah, they're not selling, and their stock prices did take a hit. That said, this isn't their first time they've done that. And a lot of people who are pro-LGBTQ and, like, think this whole thing is stupid, they are pointing out all the other companies that also support the LGBTQ. Like, the very first – I think it was Chris Rock. It's not him. Not Chris Rock. What's his name? Whatever the dude name is. Kid Rock. I think it was Kid Rock, if not him, was the very next person after he, like, made a point of it. It was like he was – somebody did a post, and they broke down, like, hey, those jeans you're wearing – and they showed an advertisement when they were supporting LGBTQ. That Ford F-150 you're going to get into, let me show you this one. With that same Ford F-150, Ford was used it to promote and to support LGBTQ. They did a whole rainbow Ford thing, and it was like from Ford. They're like, hey, so everything that you guys are still okay with, you still rocking with, these same brands have already in the past and currently are still supporting the LGBTQ. So you guys kind of look stupid in the light saying you're gonna stop drinking Bud Light just because they're doing it right now. It's just like, hey, it's when people become socially aware of things, you gotta act on it. And I really think it'll blow over. People will go back to drinking their normal Bud. All they probably gotta do is drop the price like 50 cent, and everybody, oh, I'm not gonna spend an extra 50 cent if I ain't got to.
Yeah, I just don't understand the whole point of shooting beer cans. Like, if you don't – I'm not even saying that you have to support the LGBT community. If you don't agree with their lifestyle, if you don't agree with their choices, or if you even believe it's a choice and all that, I ain't knocking you. You got your right to say how you feel. But if somebody else supports them – why do you have to be anti that? Why can't you just let them live their life? I don't understand
right.
why we're starting to get to the point where we have to force people. Like, how come religious people feel like – I understand how religious people be recruited. Like I said, I grew up my family was Jehovah's Witnesses. They be recruiting. They were trying to recruit me for a long time, and I love them. The first time I got some pussy, I was like, yep, go, can't get into heaven now. There's only about 50 of y'all going. And I just took a step and said, no coming back, so I'm out. But I don't understand the whole thing of it's got to be my way or the highway. Why can't you say, yeah, I don't agree with you being gay. I don't think you should get an abortion. But that's your life. Stay to your life. I'll stay to mine. Both of you could drink Bud Light.
You would
go
think
ahead,
so, right? That makes sense.
Oh, go ahead, Blair.
Look.
Oh, okay. A point, was you trying to jump in? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, yeah, I mean, unless you're supporting something that is harmful, I won't drink your product or buy your product or whatever. You know, but I mean, if it's not harming anybody, what does it matter to you? Like, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. It's like, oh, I don't support the LGBTQ community, so I'm not going to drink Bud Light anymore. But I like Bud Light, but I'm not drinking it because I don't support that. Well, it's not harming anybody. So what's the problem? Unless, look, if you're supporting anti-Semitism, look, I'm not going to drink your shit, put money in your pocket, because that's harmful. But people are just ridiculous.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
and it's really
just – go ahead, Blair.
Oh, no, I was saying, it's really like a symptom of a bigger problem, is that everything is so politicized, and the political spectrum is all about fear-mongering. You have to instill fear that, hey, if we win, if we lose this battle, and it's always a we versus them. If we lose this battle, if we let them get this one thing, then it's over. It's everything. If we let trans people go to the bathroom, then they're going to molest and rape kids. Like, if we let drag queens, I don't know, do anything. If we let drag queens exist, they're going to indoctrinate kids. So everything is like, it's always, the political spectrum is all, is at a point where everything is life or death. If you don't, if anything happens, it's the end of your way of life or the end of your life or something else. That's why everybody, like, if you watch any of these, like, One America News or Newsmax or Fox News or any of them, it's all about, hey, they're coming after our kids. They being the woke left LGBTQ mob. And if we give them any inch, we're going to lose our kids. Indoctrinating our kids, they are grooming our kids, they are, anything they do, they're trying to do it to kids. And I think a rational person would be like, yo, that just can't be true. Like, come on, you're exaggerating, you're hyping it up, you're putting too much sauce on it. But to most of the people, they just hear that, and if that's all you keep hearing, and now you're like, oh, but like, you're supporting this person who was trying to come after our kids, therefore you are helping them come after our kids. And when now that's something I have to act on. I just can't sit idly by and watch them come after our kids.
Yeah, and that's when it gets a little, and that's when it gets a little deeper, because they go right to, they're trying to turn our kids gay, and it's, it's one of those things where, as a parent, you know, I try to be perceptive of what my son watches and listens to. I try to be abreast of all the content that he's getting. But I ain't gonna lie, like, there's songs that come on, and he starts rapping them verbatim. I'm like, where the hell you hear this at? He's like, YouTube. And I was just like, all right, I guess. And so I don't know everything that he listens to. I've already had the gay conversation with him. But my kid is, he's very much like me. He's just like, yo, I ain't gay. And I was just like, well, I mean, you don't really understand yet. And he's like, no. He's like, stop that. Yo, I'm just not gay. He's like, but it's cool. And I was just like, all right, well, I mean, I'm sure as he gets older, I'm going to have more and more conversations with him. But I've always thought that, you know, like, I don't know. Like, if you're, I said it before here. We're cracking jokes and we're having fun. But it's what I truly believe. Like, with all these people banning books and worried about their kids picking up gay material, I've always felt like, yo, I've been in a library bus. I was one of them kids who had good grades in school. I've been in the libraries. When we went to the Echelon Library out in what's that city, Blur? It was a Longside. It shitted on our Pensauken library. It was the nicest library I've ever seen in my life. Tons of books. You can find whatever you want. I've never found a gay book in it. Now, I had to pick up some books, and I was like, what the world is this? This is weird. And you know what I did? I put it back. If your child's picking up a gay book, they might be just gay or interested in it anyway. I don't know. I don't feel like that can come to get your child, but I think it's an interesting, because I do understand why, like, how come everything on TV now has to have some kind of gay part in it? Like, not everything has to have some type of love, right? But it seems like they have to throw it in everything. But I don't know if that's just my bias. Doc Heather, you're on the line. You got kids. What you think right now? I forget how we got on this subject. What the hell were we talking about? We were talking about, Bud Light. People shooting up Bud Light because they put a transgender on the can. What you think? You shooting up Bud Light, or you think they're being ridiculous?
Absolutely not. I think that it's tough in these days because where the money goes, the focus is flowing. So, you know, it's, this is a particular community that has a significant amount of money, right? So they're able to put their mission, their goals, their whatever out there to be exposed, right? And I get it. Like, they want to be seen, and they no longer want to be marginalized. They want to have certain rights. They want to be treated equally, all those great things. Wonderful. But I don't necessarily think that just because there are people making choices about their sexual preferences, their way of physical expression is going to rub off on my child, because then that kind of, it always goes back to the video games. You know, like if my child is watching violent video games, will that mean my child's going to become violent? And from scientific proof, they're saying no. So technically it should kind of relate to the same thing, just because there may be a so-called change in gender or a biological boy dressing as a girl. And look, what is it, the cross-dressers, the, and I was thinking about this. You all just mentioned it. What is RuPaul? A drag queen. Drag queens have been around for years. And I actually just had this conversation with my parents, and I was saying I think drag queens was your first version of transgenders, but it wasn't necessarily accepted as it is now. So, and I don't believe just because they were drag kings that people were coming out like, oh, I'm going to become a drag, you know, oh, I'm a man becoming a woman. So I don't think that just because that's their choices that it's going to influence others. I think this is another, ignorance is bliss, or ignorance is showing itself, meaning people are unknowing of what these people are making their choices. So they're scared and they're fearful. So look, not around my child. And it's sad, you know. Think we're having to make, we're having to have conversations with our children that we didn't have to have 20, 50 years ago. And I think we did talk about this last week or a couple weeks ago, where my son's father had mentioned that he, there's a reality show about a child who was becoming a transgender from middle school through high school, and he's like, I don't want him watching that kind of stuff. And I'm like, but even if he's not watching it with me or with us, he's probably hearing it at school. Like I said, there, and especially in where we were in Southern California, they were making decisions around the bathroom choices. So it's kind of like, I would rather him have the conversation and see it with us than to just get it out in the public. Right? But okay. I think it's coming out of fear. People don't like change. But these things have been, and I say things, meaning people being different, have been around for years. Drag queens have been around for years. And it didn't make us all want to become something different.
I mean, gay people been in the Bible. I mean, let's be real. God destroyed a whole city because of the gays, and they still survived. They're like cockroaches. You can't get rid of them, so you just got to accept them, right? Ain't no point being if God can't get rid of them.
In a loving, biblical Christian way, yes.
I mean, let's be honest. If God couldn't get rid of them, what makes us think that we can? I don't know why my brain comes to stuff that way, but that's what makes sense to me. Shout out to the gays. Y'all good with me. All right, so y'all got anything left on that before we move on? Because I don't want to get serious for the rest of the night. We got to start talking about paying for pussy for a rent. Y'all got anything else on Bud Light? Shout out to people who still drink Bud Light. I'm praying for you. I think I'm praying for them more than the gays. If you still drinking Bud Light, I have more concern about you than the gays.
My question is, did Kid Rock get the specific Bud Light, or did he just find a random Bud Light to shoot?
You know, wherever Kid Rock lives, probably somewhere in the sticks of Michigan, they don't have no gay Bud Light up there. You ever been to Michigan? Not Detroit. Michigan. Ain't no gay Bud Light up there. Gay Bud Light is for the cities.
Just wondering. I was going to say it was a lot of work if he found the actual Bud Light that he's against.
All right. Well, so y'all got anything left? Bud Light? Anybody? All right. So, all right, well, last serious subject. So Trump was found guilty of sexual abuse. Had to pay some old lady $5 million. And the only thing I wish is I need an old lady to sexually abuse me so I can get some money. DJ, that's the only thing
old.
I wish.
I mean, I don't know how old it was, but I mean, it wasn't as old.
I wish I could find an old, rich, freaky old woman to grab my nuts so I can get five. Like, if you don't care if you lose $5 million, because let's be honest, Trump don't care about that $5 million. DJ, sorry, you got anything on Trump being found guilty?
No.
Was it a big deal for you?
No.
It's a damn shame that we don't even care.
We don't care.
We don't care that an ex-president just got found guilty for sexual abuse.
No,
it's crazy, right?
Well, it's the only reason why we don't care is because what will it change any? Will this convince anyone that he needs to sit his ass down and we don't have to listen to him anymore? No. It won't convince anybody. We still want him to be involved in our government. And
we got mad at Nixon just for spying.
I know. It's
times have changed.
We don't care. You don't have to. You don't have to.
I know Nixon pissed.
They knew he was doing. He already said he was. Whatever, yo. It's just sad.
I never grabbed pussy. I feel like you had to be delicate with pussy. I don't feel like you should ever just grab. I mean, you're a woman. Do you want somebody to just grab your pussy?
No. I don't even know what that would entail, truthfully. But
yeah, I mean, you grab an ass. An ass is for grabbing. I don't think a pussy's for grabbing.
Maybe that's what they mean. I don't know.
But maybe there's women like getting a pussy grabbed. I don't know.
I don't think so.
All right. Blur, what you got on Trump? Any opinions of him being found guilty? You're a resident litigator.
Man, I think everybody's going to get exactly what they want. Including Trump. I mean, I know he didn't want to be found guilty, and he's saying it's a sham and, you know, witch hunt, but he's got the $5 million to pay. He'll pay the $5 million, and I think it's going to – the Democrats who – or people who are supporting – or not supporting, who are happy that he got found guilty, and this wasn't criminal, so he doesn't go to jail, but he looks bad in the light, and they can always hold this over him, and they can say that he's been found guilty of these things, and – as the year goes on, there's going to be advertisement that they can run. It's just another thing to say, hey, this is a bad person. Orange man bad. And the people who are supporting him are like, yeah, we don't care. It's like, it's going to show that he's real. Like he said, he grabbed him by the pussy and he living in raps. That's real rap. And I think for that crowd, that's a good thing. And I think for Trump, that's a good thing. He could say, hey, these people are out to get me. And he can also say, hey, I live my raps. Like, I'm not just up here talking BS. I say that, you know, they let you grab him by the pussy, and, hey, I was out here grabbing him by the pussy. So I think everybody gets exactly what they want. It's not going to, for the large part of the MAGA Republicans, his base, it's not going to deter them. CNN had a town hall after that, and then they had another, like, whatever those things is called, those groups were a focus group of, I think it was like nine people who were identified as Republican or people who did previously vote for Trump. After that, not a single one of them really said that, well, none of them said it stopped them from wanting to vote for him, and only one said that right now he could say that I will still vote for him. Everyone else didn't say, they didn't get moved either way. It didn't stop them from wanting to vote for him, but it didn't make them vote for him. And one dude was like, yeah, I'm still going to vote for him. And it was like four women and five men. And yeah, they didn't care. They were like, hey, the women were like, yo, you know, sometimes people do bad things and sometimes women lie. Like, why isn't this coming up now? And it seems kind of fishy that this is coming out now. And this happened like years ago. I don't know if those same people were saying the same thing about Bill Clinton. I mean, not Bill Clinton, about Bill Cosby, but whatever. Or Bill Clinton either. Why is this now coming out now? So, you know, when it's somebody you like, you always want to tilt it and make it look good or make it so it's not that bad of a deal. And I think that's the same thing that's going to happen here.
Yeah. A-Point, what you got?
I mean, out of all my friends that are Trump supporters, I do have friends that are Trump supporters. this will not deter them. It will only add fuel to the fire. That's what kind of pisses me off about this whole thing, is the more you go after him, the more he looks at it as ammo towards the Democrats, and he's going to use it against, and people will – it's adding fuel to the fire. I just don't understand why they just don't – just stop wasting money, let everything fucking go, who fucking gives a shit about him, and let him just, you know, dissipate. But they can't do it. The Democrats can't do it, and that's what pisses me off. They keep going after him. They don't understand that they are adding fuel. Just let it go. Let him go. Let him just fall off. It's making it worse. It's making the people that support him even more, and rise up the idiots that did not vote for him, that, you know, Republicans that did not vote for him, to just get up and go out and vote. And that's what pisses me off. They just need to let it go.
Okay.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about the whole fucking Stormy Daniels thing. I don't give a shit about anything. I don't give a fucking shit. It's a waste of goddamn money. Waste of time. He needs to just, like, fizzle off and be irrelevant. But they're making him more relevant by going after him.
Okay. New York, New York, what you got on Trump? That's your boy, New York, New York. Big city of dreams, home alone. Puffy video. Maybe Puffy loses to Jermaine Dupri because of Trump. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead, New York, New York.
Nah. Hey, my boy. Nah. He's sick. He needs jail time. He needs jail time. I don't think $5 million is good enough. He needs jail time. I already know it's not going to happen, but, like, nah, he needs jail time. He's sick. He's sick. That's all I got about it. I mean, like, yeah. That sexual assault, yeah, I don't play with it. He needs jail time.
Okay. Doc Heather, what you got?
Well, I don't know what they call this area because it is right here with the heat of the government, but I am a product of CONspiracy, and I do, even though I personally don't care, you know, what happens, I do think it's good that he got held accountable for his actions, because I don't think you should just be grabbing folks, you know, violating folks. I think in the long run, it is the threat of the white male, the white American male, that's the issue. So with him being found guilty with this, can possibly lead to him being found guilty in these other cases that are against him pending right now. And it's very scary for those long-term standing white American males that are in these different offices right now, because if he, as a former president, can be found guilty, then that means they can be too, and that means the reign of the white American male can fall. So this could be a real big deal, and then I'm going to go back, and I'm going to say, like I said a few calls ago, this could lead to that civil war that's kind of like we're on the verge of here in the good old U.S. of A. And if you want me to expand, I can, but that's what we are.
I mean, that's what the off-brand was for. We ain't got much longer on this topic because I want to talk about something funny. But you got real Black Panther on us real quick. Shout out to our white American male, my man. I'm glad. I still love you. but, yeah, I mean, I think the Trump conversation, it's just crazy how, you know, I guess because of the time that I became, like, really paying attention to like, education. So you're talking, you know, 6th, 7th grade of when I really, probably, like, 7th, 8th grade of when I was, like, really interested in learning about different things. I remember opening up encyclopedias and, like, really starting to go to the library. You see, like, all the presidents in that little faded black background with their look like their little judge suit on, looking real like it was like the pictures looked real like they were above life, and like you had to be like one of the best humans to become a president. And I've lived long enough where a dude that was found guilty of sexual abuse can become president again. And that's crazy. That's crazy to me. Like, and again, I got friends that are Trump supporters. I got friends that love Biden. I got friends that hate Trump and hate Biden. I got one of my boys who, and I think I figured out who signed me up for the Republican email listserv. I think I figured it out. But he's always sending me this stuff on Biden about how Biden is terrible for this. Biden is terrible for this. Look how old Biden is. So when the news came out, like, he sent me another Instagram of how terrible Biden is. And I was like, how come you haven't sent me anything about Trump and is being found guilty? And he was like, well, that wasn't real. And I just, for the first time in my life, I thought, my friend's an idiot. It's what Blur said. It's like your side versus my side. Like, I didn't vote for Trump. Not any, I enjoyed the show, but I was like, I don't want him running my country. There's people I know who I love and think they're great human beings. I wouldn't want them running my business. But they're great characters. They're great people. They're funny. But I know some of the inner workings of it. I wouldn't want them running my company. Trump Warner is great to watch, but I wouldn't want him running my country. But this was the first time when I had a friend, and he's educated. Well, he's been in the service, but it's like, yo, you can't even see past, it's what Blair said, you can't even see past own bias. Like you said, it's not even real. Like, he's already admitted to it in his own words. So, you know, I always enjoy the shit show. Him being found guilty, like Blair said, I guess everybody get what they want. Trump says, yeah, I told you about that life. She get a check. I hope somebody can grab my nuts for $5 million one day. And that's all I got to say about that. Anybody got anything left on Trump?
They got a lie about
you
it.
Defend the male? Hold on, Blair. I forgot. Let me go to A-Point. Did you want to defend the white male against Doc Heather? I want to make sure everybody gets equal time.
Nah, I don't want to defend that. I listened.
It's not a reason to defend. I don't want it to put it like it, like somebody needs to be on the defense. I'm just saying, if you look, let's be honest. I don't want to be on the denial like your friend. If you're really being honest, this United States of America was created on a white American male, an immigrant, a situation where white American men were the leaders, were the people who dominated, were the people who created the rules and the laws and the ways of this world, right? And there was a ruling about it. It wasn't necessarily considered a dictatorship, but they created the rules and everything. And now that type of society or that type of creation is now being threatened. That's all I'm saying, because you are having others come into play. I mean, you've had a, you know, thankfully my son was born at a time where a person of color was in the presidential office. So he doesn't have to see where it was just all white men and just wondering. And then you were mentioning like, okay, there's Biden and there's Trump. I'm saying it's kind of the worst of the two evils. I'm not saying either one of them are good, but it's the white male. Why can't we have others in that? Why is it threatened? Why are there's a conversation again, like I said, we were having earlier about why is it the Republicans having such a hard time with the transgenders? In my personal opinion, is because it's something that threatens that historical control, which is the white straight or appearing straight white American male, heterosexual white American male in control. Whereas you have like a Buddha check, great, very articulated, educated white male, but because he has some progressive thoughts, he's kind of threatening. He may allow some black people, some Latina people, some other people into high places. They don't want that because that threatens their control. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean that they're going to be on the defensive.
Nah, yo, you took out white males for no reason, Doc Heather, and my man 8 Point ain't having that shit.
All right, well, let it be.
I'll let you speak. I feel like this conversation can go a long, long time, so I'm just going to let that go.
Nah, it's all love on the offer. That's why I'm glad we have this conversation every week. It's always
It is all love. It is all love.
Look,
but yeah, I like Boosh, man. I told DJ C. Sire when they're doing the president. I was like, man, I kind of like Booty. I really do. I would have voted for him,
and I'm gonna tell you the truth. As a
the white booty,
African American black female, give me a white male, we're gonna run this world. So hey, let's do it.
Okay. All right.
It's a whole nother conversation. We can talk about it.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. All right. Hey, real quick, are we mad? I don't think we discussed this. I'm trying to get stuff off the list before we get into some deeper discussions. Ed Sheeran losing to the gays. Speaking of the gays, did we talk about that last week? Do anybody got any comments? No, Ed Sheeran won against the gays. My bad. Pharrell.
We did not talk about it, but I'm curious. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I don't even know what this is.
So Ed Sheeran sampled, well, he didn't sample, but he made a song that was similar to Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. So Marvin Gaye sued him. Marvin Gaye's estate sued him because Marvin Gaye's dead. Now Pharrell, 5 years ago, made Blur Lines with Robin Thicke, and Pharrell said, hey, I wanted a song to feel like Marvin Gaye's, I can't think of that song. And the gays took him to court and won like $20 million against Pharrell. And Pharrell was like, yo, I didn't sample any of the song. I didn't copy any chords. I didn't copy any music notes. I just made it feel like the same song, but nothing was copied. And they said, I don't give a shit. You owe the gays money. So Ed Sheeran basically did the same thing and went to court against the gays and won. So we happy that the gays finally lost one?
Anybody? I'm confused.
What are you trying to point out between the difference between Ed Sheeran and that other guy that you just mentioned Southern Virginia?
Well, Robin Thicke is white. Even though he makes black music, Robin Thicke got a Flovie, so he's definitely white, so he was a part of that. So we can't turn this into a race.
Who's talking bad about Robin Thicke?
I know. You would leave me for that white man. You would leave me for
him. I always love Robin. I love Robin Thicke before I met you.
DJ C. Sire would leave me for a white man or an Indian man. And because the Indian man thinks he's white, I kind of feel like they're in the same category, even though the Indian man is my complexion. But he doesn't consider himself black. So I feel like DJ C. Sire would be – I think her finding me put her in the middle.
Anyways, Robin Thicke. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed the.
Would you be disappointed if he wasn't thick? No, gay. I'm on a roll tonight. Oh. All right. So, anybody care about Ed Sheeran?
We got to clarify a couple of things. So, yeah, Ed Sheeran won. Oh, I guess. That the gays lost more so to Ed Sheeran won because they found some, but it wasn't Marvin Gaye or Marvin Gaye's estate. I think that's the big thing, and that's ultimately I think the reason why Ed Sheeran won the case. This was a writer who wrote on the song with Marvin Gaye. So Marvin Gaye probably owns this song and all that thing, but this was someone who co-wrote the song. How he is suing. I think he wrote like lyrics, but Ed Sheeran didn't use lyrics. But I'm assuming he had like a small piece of like overall, like I guess the publishing of the song as well. But it's not your song. You're just a co-writer on the song. I think if this was actually Marvin Gaye's estate, then I think it might have had a different outcome. That said, Ed Sheeran put on the full press defense, like, yo, nah. I didn't feel nothing. I wrote this. Just I heard this song before. Obviously, I know the song. I didn't sample it. And just because they're same notes, I think this is actually good for the music industry when it comes to sampling and copyright in general, because, yeah, just because something else is out there don't mean I drew inspiration from it. Like, how can you prove that? And I think when Ed Sheeran was like, yo, yeah, everybody knows the song. I wasn't thinking about this song. I wasn't mimicking or copying the song when I made my song. They just happened to be similar in certain areas. That said, I don't know if that actually holds up against the actual Marvin Gaye estate, but it definitely was good enough against a co-writer who I think only wrote lyrics and had like a small percentage of the published.
Okay. Okay. Good information.
I jumped in on this one because I, for some reason I came across an interview that he actually did about this today. He actually demonstrated to the court, like, he had his guitar with him and everything. He had his guitar with him and everything, and he played a tune on the guitar, and he gave the court examples of how, just following a certain tune or a certain type of chords of music are similar between different songs. And he's playing this tune on his guitar, and he's singing all these different songs. I can't remember the name. One of them was R. Kelly. I know that's a bad mention right now. It's just a whole bunch of songs that he sung on the tune that he was playing with his guitar that felt in that similar chord. And his argument was, well, it's unfair for him to, like, it's like you got to copyright the music, you got to support the music and everything like that. But you can't blame him for having a similar chord just like a similar chord, like in music. That's what it is. It's like a similar chord between music, all the songs that came before him, even before Marvin Gaye. They had similar chords before even Marvin Gaye was making music. So for him to be penalized like that, he thought it was unfair. This would be sued for a similar chord or using a similar chord in music.
It's big for copyright in general, because, like, how do you copy? There's only so many music notes. And you put these music notes in, there's only so many different orders you could put these notes in. That said, like, you could copyright, I think they said lyrics and melody. And, like, yeah, like, this goes back to, like, Ed Sheeran got out there and played his guitar. Like, I don't know if y'all remember when Vanilla Ice, he was like, their song goes.
I was just about to bring that up, man.
Yeah.
It was
like
20 years ago.
My song goes, duh, 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 duh. Like, it's like the very smallest change, and it's like,
right.
When it comes to copyright law, just copyright in general, like, it's only so many ways that things can be done.
Yo, I know y'all ain't saying Vanilla Ice bit off nobody. That turtle rap was a classic. Ninja.
Yeah, it was a classic, but you had. It was a classic, but it, you know, what was that, 20-something years ago, where it was Queen and David Bowie's, you know, Under Pressure, it was what they sampled. Look at Paul's Boutique from the Beastie Boys, probably the most sampled record of all time. I don't understand how that record wasn't under scrutiny. Good Lord, every freaking song on that record is probably has like 5 to 10 samples on that record. I don't understand. Like, did they get permission? I don't know. I don't understand. Like, who gets, you know, maybe because Ed Sheeran is in the spotlight and maybe he's making, you know, billions of dollars. Maybe that's why they're going after him. At the time, Vanilla Ice was making billions of dollars, so they went after him. When Paul's Boutique came out, that record was considered a flop, so they didn't give a shit about it. But that's, if you listen to that most sampled record ever. So I don't understand.
Well,
there's no rhyme or reason of who you go after.
Well, in that time, you know, DJ Cesar could speak more to this. It's kind of what the De La Soul problem was. It's, you know,
oh, my God. I was just listening to 3 Feet High and Rising, man. That's a great record.
Definitely.
You're a De La Soul fan. How did all you De La Soul fans come about?
Because everyone likes De La.
I thought they were.
I got my daughter into it, man. My daughter loves it.
I thought it was a weird group with a dude with a record in his head. That's all I remember.
You're a mess. But go listen to what you were saying.
I forgot what I was saying. Ed Sheeran. Yeah, God bless him. Hey, y'all got anything left on Ed Sheeran? Doc Heather, y'all want
to
jump in?
DJ
C. Sire. Yeah, that's right. That's what I was going to. I was going to DJ C. Sire. Look at you. This is your radio show, too. Just jump in.
I like Ed Sheeran.
Huh?
She likes Ed Sheeran.
I love Ed Sheeran.
I don't know any of his music.
You do.
I know Ed Sheeran's music? What is it?
I'm not going to sing it right now. I'm going to play it for you later.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't know who he is.
I think historically, you know, sampling something or replaying something or whatever, however we want to call it, you know, has a big history of not being paying people who originally thought of the music or the lyrics or et cetera. But I didn't know about the difference between who was being sued, but it's still the same chord progression. So I think even if it was the Marvin Gaye, estate. I don't think they would have been able to win it either, even if they had more say or more rights to the song, because the main thing that was being questioned was a similar chord progression, and that was the main thing that they had to prove, is that using chord progressions, those aren't licensed, those aren't, you know, you can have similar chord progressions in songs, and you cannot copyright that. But as for lyrics and melodies and things like that, it was original, which is what they proved. And so I say that to say, I just feel like I said, I guess I have to scale it back, my whole passionate fury over, you know, the Marvin Gaye estate, because it wasn't, like Blur said, it wasn't them, so I'll calm down about it.
He's a nice one.
I know. But, you know, it gets a little frustrating, because I think, and I understand you want to get paid for something, et cetera, et cetera. But some of these people are kind of get a little ridiculous when it comes to suing things. And kind of like 8 Point said, like, there's tons of things that have been sampled that people do not go after and have not been paid for, because either
they're poor.
Right, they're poor. They just, you know, you just didn't hear it on the radio. You just didn't have someone email you and say, hey, this sounds like your song. It just, you know, it just wasn't enough, or they didn't make enough money off of it. I just read this whole article on from Rolling Stone online about Peter Guns and Uptown Baby.
Oh, yeah.
And it is sad. It is sad. I love Steely Dan. Golly, I love Steely Dan. But they are assholes, and they are worse than Marvin Gaye Estate, because Peter Guns and Lord Tariq don't even have writing credits on that song.
What?
They don't. Let me repeat. Peter Guns and Lord Tariq do not have fucking writing credits for their rap song. Steely Dan took it. When they say the writing credits is Steely Dan has writing credits, and they make fun about it. They make fun of it. So the biggest hit of their career.
Only hit.
Their only hit of their career.
Oh, well, I guess
they make
love and basketball.
Well, yeah, Peter Guns had to go and get on reality and make some kind of money and do something. Or hope that Corey gets himself together.
Great performance on Little Wayne, 6'7".
But they do not get anything, nothing. And they don't even have writer's credit for that. So it's you know, two white guys. Steely Dan have writing credits on this rap song.
Why do y'all be white? I'm tired of y'all bringing racist.
Well, I'm just saying. It's just funny. That's how they put it.
Yo,
in 8 Point,
I got your back, yo.
I'm just saying. It's just funny. Steely Dan.
I'm holding these black folks.
All right. But it's crazy. Because I think the song got leaked before it was cleared, and then they didn't want to clear it, and they basically said, hey, you know, we'll give you whatever to be able to clear this song so that we can have it on the radio, and basically they took everything. every copyright, every credit that you get. Yeah. So it's very interesting. It's very interesting. But, you know, sampling and songwriting and stuff, it's definitely a lot.
But that's kind of like, I don't think that's what you get, but that is kind of the game. That's the way things happen. And it's not even just in music. But I know, I listen to a bunch of podcasts, they talk about that all the time. Like, hey, if you don't do everything ahead of time, like Old Baby with Cam'ron and Joel Santana, they don't own hardly any of that because they put it out before all the paperwork was done. And Jess Blaze was like, yo, they rushed it because I was trying to get all the samples cleared, and they put it out, and now they don't hardly get any money from it. They don't own almost any portion of it because they went ahead and put it out before everything was done. Joe Button, same thing. I mean, just Blaze again. Joe Button talked about the same thing, how he barely gets any money from his hit song because they sampled somebody without clearance. Like, you can go about and do it. You can do it the right way, especially if you know you took something that someone else created. Like, yo. And, like, the very first verses when it was just Blaze again, it was just Blaze and Swiss Beats. And a part of that, they took, like, these songs – and they took it down to, like, one note and then built another song around it. This was, like, when it was, I forgot whose house it was. It was at somebody's house. And they just was, like, took, like, one song and they broke it down to, like, just this one thing. You couldn't even tell what song it came from. And they built something completely else around it. And I was, like, yo, that's amazing. But in hindsight, they probably would have to get clearance from whoever they took that one single note from. And I'm okay with that because if I created something – you're going to build something off it, give me my credit. Like, we could work something out. And, like, I think it's George Clinton or somebody like that. It's like, yo, he clears everything. You want to use one of my songs? Yes. And he's like, don't go to the label. The label's not going to clear it. Come to me. I own most of whatever my stuff is. I'll clear it. You want to sample me? Go right ahead because I'm here for the music. But the person who Nicki Minaj was in legal trouble with, because Nicki Minaj got taken to court. She didn't even put the song out. And the person was like, nah, we heard it on the radio. I know you didn't put it out. You didn't make no money off of it. But I heard my song, and you were rapping over it, and Flex played it. We going to court because you ain't asked my permission. Like, they did the whole movie about the dude who created the windshield wiper. And they're like, yo, he didn't invent this. It's like, he didn't invent, like, motors. He didn't invent wipers. He just figured out a way to make them work automatically. His lawyer was like, well, look, here it goes. Here goes the Bible, here goes Shakespeare, or some other thing. It's like, how many words do they have in common? It's like, yeah, they didn't create new words, but if you put something in a certain order, it creates something. Hey, give that man credit for what he created.
I hope the windshield wiper got a lot of money, because that's great.
He owed a lot of money for his time.
It's an interesting conversation. I mean, I don't know, even though I did have my time playing the saxophone. Go ahead, Doc Heather. You jumping in?
No, that was me. I mean, I agree. I agree about, you know, if you're going to take someone's music and sample it, you have to have permission. That's basically like, you know, a photographer that has an image, they own the image. You cannot take that image and use it for something else. Now, you can be influenced. I saw this great interview with Dave Grohl and Pharrell, and they were talking about, you know, how, you know, what your influences were. And Dave Grohl was talking about, you know, how he started playing drums. He never had any, you know, formal training on playing the drums. And he started talking about his influences. And one of his biggest influences was the Gap Band. And he starts talking about and basically, you know, showing the riffs that he would do in the album Nevermind, Smells Like Teen Spirit, for instance. And he starts talking about his riffs. And he's like, remember the song about the Gap Band? And oh my God, it's almost exactly the same. But that's influenced. That's that, like, you heard something that influenced you. You're like, hey, I'm going to pick up these sticks. I'm going to play the drums myself, you know. That's one thing. But it's another thing, you know, hear music and hit record, and then now I'm going to play it back and sing over it. Well, now you just took someone's art, and now you're making money off of it, and this person is not reaping any benefit from it. So there's a difference there. Now, I said before, like, you know, how the rhyme and the reason, that, you know, of who they go after is they're going to go after the ones that are popular. They're going to go after the ones that were, you know, making billions of dollars off of it. Ed Sheeran's one of them. Vanilla Ice was one of them at the time. So they're going to go after them. But there's many, many, many people that have sampled over records, but they weren't in the limelight. So they're not going to go after them. But I do agree, if you're going to take my music, if you're going to take my art, then I got to get paid for it. Now, if we had a conversation about it and you came up to me and said, hey, can I take this riff, and we made a deal, that's the deal. It goes from there.
Now, does music end up in the public domain like Winnie the Pooh, and that's why they created that killer movie? Mm-hmm. When do the gays end up in public domain?
It is. How many years is it? Let me look.
Like if around them would have waited like 10 more years for Blur Lines, would they have been good?
No.
Is there a statute of limitations?
Most songs now are, and it's funny because this is the only thing where you can have perpetuity. Like most contracts in the music industry now are in perpetuity. I know somebody else talked about that. Like they put specific language in music contracts, like where, yeah, they own this outright in perpetuity, meaning to the end of time. And they also had language in it talking about, hey, even if this is used on a different planet, like they have language in contracts that saying, like, if this is played in a different galaxy on a different planet, yeah, it's still ours and we still got to get paid from it in perpetuity.
I feel like aliens are going to come by and just, like, shit on that contract. But, hey, we don't have long, so we got to go to the next subject. And we only got 5 minutes. Tiger Woods kicked his girlfriend out of his house. He told her we're going on $1 million vacation. So she packed her stuff up. He had a secret person pack the rest of her stuff up. He got to the airport, got her out the car, and then drove off and changed the lock to his house. And apparently the reason is she wasn't giving him no pussy. So the conversation I wanted to have is it within Tiger Woods' right to kick his girlfriend out of his house because she wasn't giving him no pussy? I'm going to tell y'all really quickly. I say yes. They ain't married. That's just his girlfriend. She ain't got paid for nothing. He's Tiger Woods. We already know he got a problem. We've seen it. I feel as though he had every right. If she wasn't giving up the cheeks, she got to go. DJ, what do you think?
I mean, I'm not even going to say the reason, but if y'all just dating, you living with me, and it's my house, like, if we break up or if I want to break up with you.
No, that's the moment he broke up with her.
Well, I mean, I'm not
saying
he's
cowardly,
but you don't have to.
You thought that was cowardly? You thought that was gangster.
If he didn't tell her.
We're going on a trip.
I mean,
get your passport.
You're going to have to. I mean, I'm assuming. At one point in time.
Bring your shitty ass
off. Stop talking over me.
I'm sorry. I'm just cracking jokes.
Don't call on me if you still want to crack jokes. Golly. Now I lost my train of thought. She had to know that he wanted her. There's no he is a coward if he ain't never had no conversation with her. If she thought that everything was all good and everything was cool, and he just said, I really just want you out of my house. That's messed up. But it don't really have to be a reason if you just dating them. If you up here squatting at somebody's house, you're a squatter, then you could be moved out at any time. I know that's not really true depending on how long you've stayed in someone's house. But you don't want to be it. Clearly, you should know that they don't want you there anymore. So, I'm, I, feel like, you know, he has the right, you know, but he makes a lot of mistakes, too. Is he Chris?
He one of them people that I would assume is always his fault. Just like Tiana Taylor, just like Chris Brown.
Like, what is this?
Doc Heather.
Asian Chris Brown?
Doc Heather, you think Tiger Woods is right to kick his girl out the house for not giving him a...
She said Asian Chris Brown. I'm mad at that. So I agree. I think that, yes, he had the right to put her out. I do hope that he tried to warn her before and not just cowardly just, you know, faked her out and put her out. But it's sad that people don't pick up on cues. But I'm going to go ahead and do my feminist rights and just say that, ladies, you got to be prepared because he just put her out, which I think I heard. I don't know if it's true, so you got to do fact finding, that she's actually suing him because he tricked her and put her out. So she's kind of suing him for some, you know, financial whatever because he put her out. But, yeah, he definitely had the right.
Okay. 8 point. What you got?
I don't know, man. There's two sides to every story. I don't know which one to believe. That's all I got.
Yo, if he's Tiger Woods, he's got to give up the pussy. She ain't got to worry about nothing else. I hate to say it. She doesn't have to give it up if she don't want to. But if she wants to live in his house, she should be giving up the pussy. If she doesn't feel comfortable, she should move out. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, their relationship is in the spotlight. That's tough, man. When your relationship is that like high profile, I don't know what to believe. I really don't care what to believe. Again, first time I heard about this story was tonight. I guess I'm not up to par with social media. I don't even fucking watch the news, so that's probably why. But two sides to every story, man. They're always gonna make one person look like the villain, one person look like, you know, the innocent victim. They're always going to do that. Until you know the full story from both sides, which we will never do because we're just the common folk and they're, you know, at a different level, I truly don't give a shit.
Sounds good. My man. New York, what you got? We got to make this quick. We're out in 5 minutes.
He had every right. It's his Chris. Hey, they ain't married. They ain't got no court documents, no nothing. They ain't married. Well within his rights. Because if he was some regular Joe Schmo and she had money, this, that, and the third, and the situation was on the other foot, oh, yeah, he'd be gone. He'd be gone. Shorty wouldn't even pack his stuff up. Shorty would throw his stuff out the window, collect it on the lawn. He was that well in his rights.
Blur, what you got?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing everybody understands. And look, I mean, if you're in a relationship with somebody, I mean, and you, whatever, for whatever reason you're not happy, whether it's sex or anything, probably should have just communicated that. And maybe he did. We don't know if he communicated that and said, yo, I'm not happy. Like, this ain't going how I want it to go. That should be the first step. But afterward, it shouldn't resort to, now, we've all dealt with some crazy chicks. I had some crazy chicks in my life who wouldn't leave the house. I called the cops. It's funny because I had just went to the barbershop like the week before. A dude told me how he called the cops on his girl. And I'm like, we can do that? I didn't even know that was an option. Yeah, she wouldn't leave the crib. I just called the cops. I'm like, I'm not going to jail. I'm not about to fight. Let me call the cops. Called the cops. They came and kicked her out. Like, he didn't need to do the whole little Mission Impossible thing. Yeah, we going on a trip. Nah. Get out. You want to act up? All right, I'm leaving. He has enough money where he can have people handle this for him. Like, it didn't even have to go to the whole lies and stuff. Like, that's where I think it gets a little corny at. Like, why are you lying and tricking? Just, yo, this is your house. Be a man. Stand up. Be like, yo, we talked about this. Even we didn't talk about this. At this point, I don't want to be in this relationship no more. You got to go. And she is suing him, but I think it had like a NDA or something like that, and she's trying to break the NDA, but yeah. She's mad. A woman scorned.
All right, we got to get out of here, man. DJ, she's tired. Anything you got left before we roll?
Good night.
Doc Heather, always great to have you. Anything left before we roll?
Good night.
Y'all two are bored.
No,
Hey boy, you got anything left before we roll?
I would say just good night, but I don't want to be tagged as lame. So love everybody, but I'm out in the backyard drinking a beer.
Oh man, Blur, what you got?
Yo, we gotta trick the system, man. Go and get some Bud Light to support LGBTQ. Then go get some Heinz ketchup to support Heinz Carey. I mean John Carey, whatever his name is. So that way you get something on both sides. That's how we gotta do it now. Get something that support the left people. Get something that support the right people. And that's the only way you can live your life now. Only way you can be happy.
New York, the floor is yours, my brother.
Look, all I'm going to say, A-Point, I appreciate you. Y'all, you know me, you family, y'all, you know me, I just hope you're not back there drinking a Bud Light. Other than that, as far as Blair, what you said about the ketchup, I don't even care if it's Heinz. I don't care if it's nothing. If you open that ketchup, it better be in the refrigerator after you open it. I'm not using no hot-ass ketchup that's been in the cabinet. No, you got to refrigerate the ketchup after you open it. Other than that, the people who jump Usher, you disgust me. Why would you ever jump Usher? There's no reason in the world for you to ever jump Usher. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Y'all people go look at yourself in the mirror and do some soul searching. That is uncalled for. Other than that, y'all, I mean, stay safe, stay blessed. I'm looking forward to the next conversation.
My man. Till next week.
The future.